As you may have noticed, we have reached the time of year when musicals are most plentiful. This week, for instance, Music Theater of Wichita is staging a production of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. There is something extra right about musicals in the summer season, something about the froth and the fun and the carefree vibe that translates well to bursting into song on stage. But where did it all begin? Many theater historians point to The Black Crook as the first American musical. When the Academy of Music in New York City burned down in 1866, it left a European ballet troupe without a venue. The troupe's producers made an agreement with the manager of the Broadway theater Niblo's Garden to combine their scenery and dancing with the melodrama that the manager was about to put on stage at the Garden. On September 12, 1866, the opening night of The Black Crook ran over 6 hours. The writing was unexceptional, and the songs had nothing to do with the plot. But an op-ed piece in the New York Herald denounced the production for its skimpy costumes and suggestive dancing, thereby ensuring the show's success. It ran for over a year, went on tour, and was regularly revived until the end of the 19th century. There are a variety of musicals playing this summer at theaters all over the city. Enjoy the spectacle and stay cool. For KMUW, this is Sandamore Coleman.